If you're a fan of good horror films, you know the feeling. The one that creeps up from the pit of your stomach. The one that tells you that someone is about to die. Well, this is one of those precious moments. To find out who, you'll have to tune into the 100th episode of The Midnight Spook Show. Live and Undead, October 26th, 2011. At a special start time, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific. Where? Spookshow.tv/live. That's spookshow.tv/live. Jump into the chat room. If you dare, you won't want to miss it. Otherwise, you yes.
Indie Nation listeners, I am at the Indie Gathering, the 15th annual such event.
Huge.
Big. Way over the top.
Independent Film Festival. And with me is...
Rich Yarber from TwistedSpine.com Productions.
William Alexander of Travel and Light Productions.
Brian Lawler, I'm with Shackstar Studios.
Crazy D from Crazy D's Music Palace TV and Film.
Joanne Harris.
Joel Anger, I'm an actor.
Hi, I'm Noah Cooper. I'm a writer-director.
Chrissy Gay.
Bob Fadley.
Nan Slocum from Lansing, Michigan. Production manager.
Ed Messina.
Hi, I'm Georgie.
Danny Ryan, and I'm a film score composer.
Taylor Chmerky, writer, director, cinematographer, and editor.
William McGrath.
Hi, I'm Alan Clay. I come from New Zealand.
Hi, I'm Stuart Full James. I'm art director for Butterfly Crush, here from New Zealand.
The Blurry Dude.
Hi, my name is Mitchell Mack.
And I'm Brendan Potter.
Ninja Zombies. Ninja Zombies. Ninja Zombies. Zombies.
And the winners are...
In the film scoring competition, honorable mentions, Larry Wolliver, Fabian Aubrey, Danny Ryan, and Mario Maitland. Female 18 to 39 division. Third place, Diana Gumarova. Second place, Georgiana Laskew and Robin Wheeler. First place, Lexi Muffet.
Listeners, you're about to hear an interview from the Indie Gathering, except we did this one a bit different. Put a couple young, talented people on the spot, so to speak. This is where I met Georgie, whom you've heard on the air with me and on a couple podcasts with me, and she had expressed an interest in doing interviews, so I asked her if she was up to being put on the spot and let her interview Danny Ryan from the UK. So listen in to Georgie as she interviews Danny.
Hi, I'm Georgie, and we're here with IndieNation.fm. And I'm here with...
My name's Danny Ryan, and I'm a film score composer.
And we're here at the Indie Gathering Film Festival. You came out here a long way. Did you come for this?
Yeah, early days for me. Just been writing practice film scores to scenes I really love in movies in my bedroom, which is great, but no one knows you're doing it, which means you're not going to get any exposure. So I thought I'd just go for it and come to this film festival.
In Ohio?
Yeah, because, you know, it's in America, which is where all the films are at, you know, all the big ones, and I'm not sure how easy it is to network in England, but I imagine hard.
And so how long have you been doing this? How old were you?
It was about a year and a half ago when I started getting really serious just with all this writing film scores, and that came about just by my realizing how much I love doing it, because if you love doing something like that, then it's worth checking out whether you can, it's viable to make a career out of it, because that's the way to go, because that the way the motivation's always there, and you know, you don't have to it won't seem like work because you're doing what you love.
Yeah. So before, were you a musician before?
Mm-hmm. My first instrument is alto saxophone.
Oh, cool. My uncle plays saxophone.
Sweet.
Like, when I try to take naps, it's really sad.
Your uncle must be very cool.
Yeah, he's very cool. No, I should bring him down here. Everyone's always shoving money in a saxophone.
No, really?
Is that bad for it?
It will change the timbre of the instrument.
Yeah. No, whatever. As long as you're making something.
Yeah. Play a lot of jazz. Like, I like to improvise, and that's probably where a lot of my composing comes from, my love of just making stuff up to music. Yeah, it's good stuff.
When did you start? Like, how old?
I was 9, so I've been at it 10 years.
Yeah, that's a long time. Dude, I can't imagine doing anything that long.
It's good.
Yeah, it is good.
Why, you know, why stop?
Are you going to school for it? Or
yeah, I'm going to... I've had a gap year where I've been doing all these film scoring, but being a musician, musicians aren't very organized, and I forgot to get my application for university in on time. So,
See, I did that too. I just gave up on it.
No,
so, yeah. Community college, here we go.
It happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to try again this year. I'm going to try for all the general English ones, and also might have another crack at Berkeley. See if I tried at Berkeley. Even though they gave me a 12 grand scholarship, it didn't really, couldn't really make ends meet.
Yeah. You could go to school with Emma Watson, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Are you a Harry Potter fan?
I do like Harry Potter, it has to be said.
I do too, like a lot.
I've actually written a, like, you know the Buckbeak's flight scene in Harry Potter 3, I'd made my own film score to that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty effective, yeah.
Can you play that?
Yeah, maybe we could get it to play on the packing. With the interview, that'd be quite cool.
Yeah, but it's totally like changed our generation, I think.
Yeah.
Did you read before that? A lot.
I can read, but I don't. It's there when I need it, kind of thing. Words are not really my medium. Like, no. I struggle.
That works.
I read more scores than music. It's crazy. I'm forgetting English as we speak. You know, I'm losing touch.
It happens to all of us. But, what's your favorite thing you've ever written?
What you mean, the thing I'm most sort of proud of? Yeah. Like, my best musical achievement? Probably, I was really chuffed with a choral piece I wrote for school choir.
You needed words for that? Did you write the words?
There isn't much copyright law on all Latin texts, thankfully. So you can just take them. Yeah.
Slap some
Ave Verum Corpus. Yeah, mine. You know.
Yeah,
I'm using that. Sounds good. And yeah, it was beautifully sung because they drafted in some professional singers, and it was like in a big cathedral.
Do you sing too?
I sang once with a rock band. No, I didn't sing.
No. Just scream.
Yeah, I just made noise.
What to ask next? Tell me something. What's your favorite food?
Food. I don't follow. No, I don't know. I'll eat whatever's given to me, really.
Yeah.
Just,
like, do you eat weird British food? English?
Yeah,
British
I'm a fan of roasts. Yeah, that's sort of
everyone has roasts.
Do they? I don't know. What's English food?
I don't know. Kippers?
Gran does make scones.
Oh.
Yeah, my grandmother makes killer scones.
I read about British teas.
Oh,
do you guys do that?
We're big on tea, it has to be said.
Where can I find you on the internet?
At the moment, I'm making do with a MySpace page.
Hello.
MySpace. No one goes on there anymore.
No. Well, for any vintage profiling, for any vintage internet profiles users out there, then they can find me on there. If you just type in all one word, Danny Compose Ryan, into the people search engine, I should come up. You'll see my ugly mug come up in the corner of the screen, on top of the list, hopefully.
What about a Facebook page? You got a fan page?
No, I'm on Facebook, but I don't go on it very often. It's a sort of remnant of when when people, it's a good way of organising parties and things like that. We just went for this for my internet personal internet page to get set up, and then that'll be my main place where I'll put all my stuff, and it'll be great because my mum is a great ICT technician, so she's working on that for free, which is lovely.
Oh, that is really nice. How did you find out about this? Like I said, it's in Ohio.
Yeah, I trolling the internet looking for compositions. Yeah, particularly film score based ones. I've only found two. Well, I've been notified of another one today, which is great. I'm going to go in for that as soon as I get home. Like, I went in for a Polish film score composition, which was a really prestigious one. I didn't get placed in it, but I like to think that's because there were some really big names in there, because first prize was 20 grand, second prize was 10 grand, third prize was 5 grand. So I was waiting for the... I was anticipating the response, but unfortunately didn't get it. But, but hey, I got a couple of really cool films out of it to write. I had free reign to...
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, write a really nice soundtrack too. They're like a couple of my best works.
What kind of movies have you worked on?
They supplemented me. One of them was called AH by some French movie makers, and it was Pixar quality animation. Outstanding.
Animation.
Yeah. It was amazing. It was kind of like a psychedelic trip through the mind of a child. It was really quite interesting. A lot of intrigue, a lot of stuff I could draw inspiration from. Yeah, so basically you'll starts off with this kid who's in this home, sat behind a table. Some soup is poured out in front of her and she's really bored with it because alphabet soup, and none of the letters made any words, and so she was really disappointed. And so she decided to make a little story of her own in her head where she dives into the soup and like walks around in this weird world. So it's, you know, I mean, it's I'm just saying that I want to write some music, you know. So it's fantastic.
You can make gold. What does it sound like? Can you tell me? It's, like, hum it?
It's full orchestra.
Oh.
Yeah. Strings, brass, woodwind.
Who does that for you?
I use software. Sound samples so I just write it on my Sibelius software, and it recreates a really authentic sound. It's awesome. It's quite sort of, as in, I've been listening to a lot of, I'm going to get nerdy with music now and say I listen to a lot of Stravinsky, and I love the way he makes the orchestra sound like things that happen, like, you know. He was the first person who sort of, you know, if you want to emulate the flight of a butterfly through the air, you know, you'd probably use a flute doing lovely flourishy, you know. That, until him, that wasn't done. It was all weird and sort of inferred. So yeah, it's a very visceral soundtrack. All the instruments are playing in really interesting ways, you know, like, and theme is used throughout, and like John Williams does with the if you look, like in E.T., if you listen to the E.T. theme, he does this great thing where he doesn't play the full E.T. theme until he takes off in the bike, but up till then he just uses little snippets of the theme that don't really make sense, and so it builds intrigue. You're wondering, where's he going with this? And then suddenly do 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 do, you're like, oh. it's there.
Who notices this? That is really cool that you like got into that niche.
That's the psychology behind film scoring, the stuff. You know, you get into the audience's mind without them knowing. You're a spy. You're a psychedelic spy.
So you're inspired by jazz, and you're inspired by Stravinsky.
Stravinsky. Yeah. There you go.
What else?
Inspired by a plethora of other film score composers like William Thomas Newman and Bernard Herrmann, Alfred Hitchcock.
Now you're showing how like ignorant I am about music.
No, it's fine. It's just specialist knowledge. You know, I wouldn't. It's just comes with being in the field. Yeah, absolutely.
Did you see that? It was a guy dressed up as a werewolf.
I did not see that.
Yeah.
All you guys are tripping.
No.
Did you guys like?
Do you trip balls before you write music?
No, that doesn't help.
Oh, okay. So you've tried it.
No. Actually, I don't trust myself to delve into it because music for me is a very sort of chemical experience, and I'm addicted to it. So if, like, by extension, anything else that will give me sort of mental adventures, I'll not be able to put down. So you got to know yourself and take necessary precautions. I'm not against it. I'm just, all my mates do it. Back in England, like, it's...
Do they tease you about it?
No, not at all. That's why they're my mates.
There's no peer pressure in England, guys.
Yeah, well, no, you know, you just got to choose your mates wisely. It's cool. I'm not against it. Don't trust myself, really.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing to know about
yourself. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
That's cool. Anything else do you want to tell us?
In fact, she probably heard me. She's not far. my parents are with me on this trip. But yeah, they're having a good time.
It's great that they support you.
Yeah, they are. A very, very, very supportive family. Yeah. Very, very lucky.
Like you're blessed. I'm telling you. All right, we're going to leave it at that, guys. Bye.
I love this world.
Indie Nation listeners, you've been listening to a series of interviews from the 2011 Indie Gathering. You can find out more about the spectacular annual film festival at theindiegathering.com. Special thanks to Ray Such and Christina Michelle for putting together such a wonderful event. And if you're an actor, actress, producer, director, writer, or have anything remotely to do with film or theater, and you don't catch this event, well, I'll let Ray tell you what it's about.
Whether you're a producer, director, film scorer, actor, stunt people, writer, your life can change with just networking. If you're an actor and stunt person and you just go to auditions, you're going to be limited. It's like going to the lotto. You set your own world alive when you network.
Special thanks to Gavin Salkeld of SalkeldMusic.com for providing me with the background music for the intro and the outro. And again, you should check out this event, the Indie Gathering. You can find out more about the upcoming 2012, which will be the 16th annual, at theindiegathering.com. And if you don't decide to attend it and you're in film or theater, you're making a big mistake, and we're going to let the Russian fortune teller portrayed by Carissa Gay tell you what she sees for your future. Thank you for listening, downloading, and see you there next year.
I don't see a future. Nothing easier.
Lexi, come back here. I goofed. Yeah, well, how was he going to give the bigger ones to the next categories?
Oh, do you want the other
one? Give me that.
Indie Nation listeners, Lumpy is still at the
Indie Nation listeners, whoa, what did I do here? Where'd my game go?
Yeah, it's always a plus if you talk into the microphone that you actually have on.
That's a wrap, folks. Thank you for all coming.
I imagine it's...
You're going to have to push it back.
So I'll move it closer. There we go.
All right, fine. They're getting close.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, it's. I imagine it's not...
What we ought to do is
Yeah, let's just hold that.
Yeah, let me get a phone.
Now,
you guys
now I'm a banner. Okay.
No, it's okay.
This is all branding, right? I brought that thing and I never even pulled it out. I'm so used to... you're going to get a photo too, right?
Are we still going?
Yeah. Okay. We're still doing our interview. Now we're taking a picture just so everybody at home...
This is multitasking.
We'll have lots of excerpts for the end. In the beginning, and you know, they'll be like Blumpy, you evil bastard.
Making them do so many things.
Well, that's okay because you're still kind of low. Let me show you.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, don't even worry about it.
That is fantastic because my phone is always off.
This is Georgie, and I'm here asking you to lend us a hand giving someone else a hand. Please go to giveforward.com/givemichelleyahand and let's give her a second hand. Thank you.